The Vikings with another victory. It's 5 in a row for your Minnesota Vikings. They are 7-2, 30-14 over the Oakland Raiders right here at the O.co Coliseum in Oakland. This is the Between the Lines postgame report. Mike Wobshaw with Paul Allen. Another team victory for the Vikings.
Yeah, the defense is the only defense in the NFL, the team really, to allow 23 or fewer points a game every game of the season. The defense against a red-hot Raiders team, having scored at least 34 points three consecutive games, was terrific. And the offense came through specifically with that running game today. Adrian Peterson runs for 203 yards, the sixth 200-yard game of his career. The 80-yard touchdown run runs the Vikings into first place. And by the way, that set a record for Adrian. It was his 27th play of 50 yards or more, breaking a tie between a couple of greats, Adrian and Randy Moss. What a great day. First play, 7-2. Man, it's all good.
Adrian Peterson with 203 yards rushing. We've watched him time and again with long runs, 200-yard games, carrying the offense on his back. On a day where it was tough to get things going through the air, Adrian just carries the Vikings.
Yeah, and 2009 was a really good season for the Minnesota Vikings, save the ending. And you're starting to figure, they're starting to run themselves into a position where there are legitimate comparisons to that fantastic 2009 season. I mean, Adrian had an awesome season that year, but the team has won 5 in a row for the first time since 2009. The team has won 3 consecutive on the road for the first time since 2009. 3-2 on the road. And now we come home next week to Minneapolis, play the Green Bay Packers, losers today against the Lions at home somehow, and they've lost 3 in a row. So it just keeps getting better. This is awesome.
The Vikings special teams, not a perfect day because of a missed field goal by Blair Walsh at the end of the first half. It was a long one. It's a windy day here, and a blocked field goal. But Jeff Locke had a 53-yard punt at one point in this game with a 0-yard return because of a great Marcus Sherrill's tackle, and then Cordarrelle Patterson does it again.
Yeah, Cordarrelle Patterson's third kick return touchdown of his career, and the Vikings are just doing it so many different ways. Mike Prefer, the special teams coordinator, has the best overall special teams unit in the NFL. The Vikings defense, I don't know what Denver did today. Quite honestly, I couldn't care less, because I know the Vikings defense is one of the best in the NFL, having allowed 17.5 points per game into the game today, second best in the NFL. Third down defense is fantastic. Linval Joseph is on his way to the Pro Bowl. Terrence Newman with 2 picks today, the first takes the Vikings had since the fourth quarter of the Chiefs game. So it was just so good here. And, you know, they tell me the autumn wind is a Raider. Then this November breeze is a Viking.
Today it was, and the Vikings defense shuts out this Raiders offense in the second half.
Yep.
0 points for Oakland in the second half. Folks, a team, the Oakland Raiders, that had scored 34 or more points in its last 3 games, the Vikings defense shuts them down in the second half. A great performance by them. Your Vikings are in first place. Now, what does that mean right now? It means nothing. It matters where you are at the end of the season. But for now, a lot of fun things to talk about. 7-2 Vikings in first place in the NFC North, and the green and gold coming to Minnesota next week. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, thank you, Michael.
On behalf of PA, I'm Mike Wobshaw. That was the Between the Lines postgame report from Oakland. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for complete coverage and reaction of today's win.